Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. John Marks, Ike Reese. Bart Scott in a minute. Your chance to win 1,000 in 1 minute. Programming note, on Halloween night, Joe Giglio's off. I'm going to get out of here a few hours early so I can go be with my kids. Jackie Puppets, Jack Fritz, will host his first show on WIP, the evening show with Jack Fritz, on Halloween.
How about that?
I'm just worried that...
Jackie Airtime.
People driving around, people will freak out while they're driving, not pay attention, because there's children walking the streets. I'm worried about the effect that Jack can have on the drivers out there.
Hold on, everybody's leaving, they got kids?
Listen,
I didn't get that memo.
Remember when Sir Anthony got pulled up from basically A-ball and was inserted into the bullpen?
Right, yeah.
It's kind of what's going on with Jack.
Jackie Pucks. Oh, listen, he's been waiting.
He skipped a level.
Yeah, he's been waiting. Some reason, him and Spike, they got this.
Oh, they got the
takesman nonsense going on.
They're takesmen. Yes.
Yes.
Jack is my former intern, and I'm very proud of him, and it's very well deserved because he's very good.
He is good.
He's a star. And I hope to...
Let's not go that far.
Well, he thinks he is. I hope to be very grumpy and old and yell at him for many years.
Yes.
I've already become the old person, Ike, let's be honest. All right, let's do it. Your chance to win a grand is right now. Text the word cowboy. Oh, man. Text the word cowboy. 72881 for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant wins $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. Cowboy to 72881. Good luck. Next chance, 4 o'clock today. Every day at 3 and 4 o'clock on the Marks and Reese Show. Joining us right now, CMB on the Fan, not Cash Money Brothers.
Like
Bart,
that.
Bart Scott. Bart, John, and Ike. What's up, man?
We all we got.
What's up, man?
What's up? What up? What up? What's going on?
What's
Cowboys
up,
is the code word? What's up with that, man?
That's what I said, man.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whose idea that was, that to have cowboy as the code word.
Somebody that's probably not in Philadelphia.
Can we change the word to Creed, you know, since Creed 2 is coming out?
So there you go.
Creed 2.
It's not a bad idea. Hey, Bart, a couple weeks ago, I heard, it might have been on Fox on FS1 somewhere. I heard you come out and say, hey, listen, Eagles got to go out and get Le'Veon Bell. Everything that they're missing on that team right now is Le'Veon Bell. And we agree with you. It's just at this point, I wonder if the Steelers are motivated or just going to be able to get it done. Is that a game changer, Le'Veon Bell? Does he change the dynamic of this team?
I think he can. Unfortunately, I don't think you guys are going to get the opportunity because Le'Veon Bell still hasn't signed his franchise tag, you know, because he don't want to be traded. He wants to, I believe, hold all the cards. You know, so if they're going to make this happen, you know, 2 days before the trade deadline is usually when things get done, when teams get more desperate and understanding that, you know, who's buyers and who's sellers. I think the Steelers, you know, are confident that they still can be effective and win with Connors. And if they can get something back in advance, you know, maybe that second round draft pick that you guys got back from the Ravens, then maybe they may be, you know, inclined to do so. I believe that, you know, that's a better bet for you guys other than McCoy, because Smallwood and Clement are both, you know, I believe McCoy type of clones. You guys need a physical closer, somebody that can run and get the tough yards in between, somebody that's a big bruiser type of running back, but also somebody that can help you in the passing game. Yes, Shady does that. Shady hasn't been healthy. We don't know what type of shape Le'Veon Bell body is in. You know, I know he's been spitting some hot fire, you know, trying to drop some rap singles and been on the jet ski, but he is somebody that has done this before. He's somebody who's held out, who's come, so I know he understands what he needs to do to get back into that type of shape.
Yeah, you look at this division, Bart. What's your thoughts on the NFC East right now? How you sort of see the teams, where they are right now? Who do you expect to be as the division winner?
Well, what's going on up here, I believe, is the wholesale fire sale. I think it's a state sale up here. You know, as the Giants start to sell out their pieces, I think they're taking themselves out of the runnings. And, you know, at 1-6, you know, the writing's on the wall. But I believe right now the most complete team could be the Washington Redskins. But that changes from week to week. And, you know, the history of the Redskins is, you know, the injuries. You know, if Reed can stay healthy, if Adrian Peterson can continue to be, you know, Adrian Peterson and, you know, averaging about over four yards a carry, then you guys have a shot. But, you know, the Eagles, I believe you guys have to make some type of transaction. You know, you have to get a viable running game, you know, potentially even making an upgrade at the corner position, you know, and even if it's a rental, I'm sure you guys will sign up for giving up a second-round draft pick, which is an extra draft pick. You know, so now you still have a number two that you can, you know, help, you know, secure the secondary, because I believe people have figured you guys out, you know, that, you know, Jalen Mills and Darby, they'll, you know, they fall for the banana and tailpipe far too often. And the fact that, you know, Carolina was able to put up 21 points in a race of 17 point, you know, lead in one quarter should be cause for concern.
Yeah, it should be. Talking to Bart Scott.
Oh, it is.
Well, Bart, so Bart, here's where I am right now. The season's not over. How they get to the playoffs likely is to win the division. You're probably going to have to sweep Washington to do that, right? You win both games. You have the tiebreaker over them. But I just don't see one move, and I don't want to, looking ahead, I don't want to get a guy like Emmanuel Sanders where now you're paying $13 million to him next year. I would almost rather wait and see. I know they need upgrades, but I don't want to give up anything significant, including a second-round pick, for anybody not named Le'Veon Bell. If second round pick for Le'Veon, fine. Anybody else, I'm out. I want to wait and see. But you think that's the wrong way to go?
No. I think Le'Veon Bell or Patrick Peterson. You know, if you can pull that one off. I know you guys cleared up $6 million on your cap space. I know he kind of put a statement out saying he was frustrated. But he's a guy that, you know, not only can be part of your, you know, present, but he can be part of the future. At 28 years old, one of the most dynamic, if not still the top five corner. You know, he's right there. You know, somebody that can, you know, take away half of a field, somebody that can, you know, just think about the offenses that you're going to have to face. You know, you're going to have to deal with Thielen and Diggs. You're going to have to deal, you know, with Cook and who else do they got out there in Los Angeles?
The NFC East.
They got a lot.
The NFC East has good wide receivers. The Giants, if they could ever figure it out up there.
Well, the problem with the Giants is that, you know, they're having an identity crisis. They still think that Eli Manning is 25 years old, and now I think they're realizing that, you know, it was the offensive line, but, you know, other teams have bad offensive lines, but because the modern-day game has changed, he's not equipped to play that way. He can't do the RPOs because he's not a threat to run the ball. Everybody knows he's not going to keep the ball, so you can't control that backside defensive end. So, you know, it's just the game's passing by. I believe at this point, Eli is a finishing piece. He's not a piece that can carry a team that has glaring holes in its personnel. You know, this team isn't deep, and they're starting to realize that. So they understand that they have to move forward, and they're doing it in a way where the fan base can kind of accept it. They traded Damian Harris away today, traded Eli Apple. You know, you can't get guys to tank. Right, you can't get guys entertained because they have too much pride. They're not going to put bad film out there because they understand that, you know, when people are getting fired and people are getting traded, that, you know, they're on deck. Especially if you're a guy with a high cap number and you think the team's about to go low. So what you do is you trade them away, or you put them on IR, and that's a way where you can try. That's the way you tank without, you know, the perception that you're tanking. And, you know, I think it's in the Giants' best interest that they do that, because they need a lot of, you know, they need to fill a lot of holes. I think they're, you know, they may not admit it, but if they have to search for a quarterback for the next 3 years, they're going to look at the decision that they made to pick a running back over a potential franchise quarterback and say that, hey, we made a mistake.
You think they made a mistake?
You know, absolutely, I think they made a mistake. You understand the value of the position, right? Quarterbacks play for 15 years. Running backs play for, you know, 5 to 6 years.
Well, if they're good, if they're good, they play for 15 years.
Okay, if they're bad, they give you 10. I mean, last I checked, Blaine Gabbert's still running around here slinging the ball around.
Sanchez, Bart.
Well, Sanchez is in the protocol. Well, Sanchez, you know, he had the PED thing, so he's still out there waiting. You know? It could be a wrap for him. You can't be a backup then and get a PED charge. But you look at all the guys that have been retreads. Hell, they've just pulled Derek Anderson off the count and gave him a fat check. You know, so like, you know, even a backup, McConnell's making $10 million to sit on the bench. You know how many defensive stars would love to make $10 million this year? That's just the nature of the beast. But you have to understand, like, you know, we keep throwing this term around, right? And listen, I believe in Saquon Barkley. I believe he's, you know, a very talented football player. But if Saquon's a generational player, then what's a generational player? Because every year you tell me that,
it's overused, Bart.
Yeah, it's overused because this thing, who have we heard that about? We heard that about Ezekiel Elliott. We heard about that at Todd Gurley. We heard about that about Melvin Gordon.
We're putting Zach Ertz in the Hall of Fame, Bart. I don't know if you know that. Our fans are putting him in the Hall of Fame already. Zach Ertz.
Well, I tell you what, he's the best. He right now he's playing better than any other, pass catching tight end in the game right now.
Definitely.
And that's saying a lot because Travis Kelce is a baller. But right now, Ertz, I believe, is playing at a high level, the highest level of anybody. Back to the original point, if every year somebody comes out and they're a generational player, then what the hell is a generational player? Right? Because we said this for the last 4 years. So with that being said, you get the quarterback. And it's not 100%. I don't understand how everybody beat down this quarterback class. And years before that class was eligible for the NFL, we were talking about how great the class was.
But now
you go get the quarterback. I mean, hell, who's the best? Is Alvin Kamara the best running back in the game? Is Kareem Hunt the best running back in the game? They weren't even top 10. They weren't even first round. That's what I'm saying. You can find that value somewhere else. When you have an opportunity to have the number two pick in the league, you go for the quarterback, unless you already have a franchise quarterback. And odds are you don't have a franchise quarterback because you don't suck that
much. They get them this year. They get them this year. They suck that bad this year.
No, let me tell you something. Nobody's going to beat Oakland out for bid for the Tuck Bowl. Tuck Bowl 2019 is all about Oakland. And tell you what, Oakland, even if not, Oakland has the draft equity to be able to outbid anybody for the number one spot. I don't believe that they're going to keep Derek Carr around. They have 5 first-round draft picks in the next 2 years. All they have to do is offer 2 first-round draft picks and anybody say, here you go, I kept the seat warm for you. Because it's not a lot of teams that need quarterbacks, so the Giants are mistaken. And who knows if Herbert is going to be the best guy out there. I'm sure we're going to elevate quarterback to the number one spot, but those aren't guarantees either. Jamarcus Russell, Locker, Ponder, Sanchez, Freeman. We've all, crowned guys before, and it hasn't worked out. So that when you have an opportunity, very few franchises have been fortunate enough to move from a franchise quarterback to another. And that was, you can say San Francisco, you can say Indianapolis, you can say Green Bay. I thought the Giants had an opportunity to do that, and they failed too, and they're going to pay the price. Because right. Now they're going to be searching. The Buffalo Bills are still trying to replace, Jim Kelly. The Dolphins are still trying to replace, we still trying to replace Joe Namath here.
Yep.
Well, we hope we did it, but, it took 49 years.
You're right.
Oh, they think they got into the next Broadway, Joe. I know you're feeling Sam Darnold up there, Bart. I know you are.
I watch
you in the morning on First Things First. I see you all the time.
Well, I appreciate you getting my Q rating up, man. I appreciate that. I need all the help I can get. But when I look at Sam Darnold, what I do see is I see a quarterback that is mature and wise beyond his years. I don't see a guy that has to be protected. I don't see a guy that can only, do sprint outs and boots or have to have some gadget offense. He has an NFL, traditional NFL, type of offense, and he's handling it all. When we had Mark Sanchez, he could throw left. So then we had to have he didn't. He couldn't throw left, so teams started packing the right side, and he threw a lot of interceptions. Remember, we started off 3-0. Then we lost 3 in a row once people figured that out, then we had to compensate. Then he had the wristbands, the red light, green light. And, I brought in. No, seriously.
I bet you couldn't wait to stop seeing that, Mark.
Well, he was what he was, and we didn't do a good enough job in surrounding him with talent after the fact. We kept picking defensive players and not getting offensive players. But what I do like about Sam Darnold is he doesn't make the same mistakes over and over again, so that shows me that he can grow. He doesn't have the best skill positions, but the Jets will have over $100 million in salary cap
space building
next year, and they'll be able to build. And the thing is, they understand that they're building because, they had that false sense of security when they went 10-6 and failed to go to the playoffs. They went all in the next year, and they only won 5 games. That's the same thing the Giants did. They kept saying, no, this is the team that was 11-5 2 years ago. No, it's not. You spent $200 million on your defense.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you spend $200 million on your defense, you can win. But what happens is now you got to pay the piper because you can't keep all those guys around. That's why they had to trade Pierre Paul. That's why they had to try and start, bringing in younger, cheaper talent and trying to trade. But to do that, you got to win. on all your positions. I mean, Nate Solder is a bum right now. He can't block anybody. I mean, he's the highest paid tackle in the game. And, you know, you talk about Tom Brady. He hasn't missed a beat. Brady aren't getting beat up. They aren't missing Nate Solder.
Well, Bart,
they're thriving without him.
Bart, you got plenty to talk about
up there in
New York.
Brother.
You're the best. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk again soon.
All good. Appreciate it.
There he is. Bart Scott, CMB, WFAN.
Oh, man.
He's fired up.
Yeah, I knew he I didn't even get a chance. I was going to poke at him with the whole Saquon versus Darnold thing. I've already heard his spiel on that take.
Wait, he's right if you get
you
don't get a quarterback this year. Mm-hmm. If they get a quarterback, then the Giants are geniuses.
Did the Cowboys take Zeke before they took Paxton Lynch? Yes, they did.
Big time.
Yes. That's why I'm a firm believer in if you believe in the player, you take him. Like, if you don't believe in a player, you don't take him just because he plays a certain position.
No, but that's it. If you didn't think Darnold was worth the risk, you look at Barkley and say, I know what he is. I'm not sure what he is. Then, and I'll tell you what, Darnold's been better than I thought he was going to be.
For me, too. I didn't love Darnold coming out.
I didn't love him at all.
Yeah, I didn't love Darnold coming out.
I didn't love him at all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.